With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to clear the way for a resumption in the deportation of illegal Venezuelan immigrants under a wartime law. The president looking to make an historic change in the federal government's relationship with its workforce and look for the lawsuits to follow.
Citing a 1978 law, the president said he has the authority to end collective bargaining with federal unions and agencies because of their role in safeguarding national security. The executive order affects most of the federal government. However, police and firefighters will be exempt. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents more than 800,000 government workers, said it is preparing immediate legal action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a leading defense policy expert cautions of possible Iranian retaliation here at home if the U.S. military hits targets inside Iran.
Former Senator Jim Talent says there's a good chance Iran would deploy sleeper cells in a bid to assassinate the president.
Yeah, I would think that's almost a dead certainty if we were to attack Iran directly.
Talent says the people of Iran may demand a response from their own government.
They've been hurt very badly, and it is a region where strength and success matters.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's why Iran's regime may feel a need to strike some kind of blow inside the U.S. just to remain in power. Bob Agner reported.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in drinking water. Republican Governor Spencer Cox has signed it into law. Vice President Vance leading a U.S. delegation to Greenland today. The group, including Second Lady Usha Vance, visiting an American Space Force base. Wall Street losing ground following updates on inflation and consumer sentiment. Right now, the Dow is down 548 points. This is SRN News. The Trump administration's investigating a Portland, Oregon school district over allowing a transgender athlete to compete in girls' sports.
The Department of Education said it was investigating whether the school district's actions violated Title IX, a 1972 law barring sex discrimination in education. School officials maintain they are in compliance, but the administration said it received a complaint of a high school transgender athlete competing in girls' track and field over the last two seasons. Last month, President Trump signed an order to keep biological males out of girls' and women's sports. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Recent study reveals American Christians more pro-Israel, less anti-Semitic than Christians in the U.K. Survey conducted by Chosen People Ministries, which evangelizes Jewish communities. According to the data, nearly 6 in 10 American Christians have a favorable view of Jews compared to just half of British Christians. This is SRN News. A proposed Muslim city in Texas is under investigation.
The Texas State Securities Board launches an investigation into the East Plano Islamic Center for potential fraudulent activity with the development project. The project is called Epic City, an all-Muslim development northeast of Dallas that would include over 1,000 homes for Muslims only, a new mosque, a Muslim school, and a Muslim community college. Epic is one of the largest mosques in North Texas and has been accused of promoting Sharia law. State Attorney General Ken Paxton also launched an investigation into the real estate development project. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Some judges continue throwing roadblocks in the way of the Trump agenda. In this case, a federal judge in Illinois temporarily blocking the Department of Labor from implementing parts of the president's executive orders aimed at curbing DEI efforts among federal contractors and grant recipients. More details at SRNNews.com.